New Year's Eve. A listening from ESLHolidayLessons.com. New Year's Eve is the last day of the year. It is always an exciting time because people look forward to welcoming a new year. It is also a good time to think back and say goodbye to the old year. New Year's Eve is a national holiday for many people around the world. In a lot of countries, people go back to their hometown for the new year, so the roads, trains and buses are packed. In England, there is always a New Year's Eve party you can go to. The party is usually in someone's home, and the host invites friends, families and neighbours. The living room becomes a mini disco as everyone dances to loud music. Everyone then waits until midnight to hear Big Ben chime 12 times. That's the signal a new year has arrived. I have lots of good memories of New Year's Eve. When I was very young, my parents let me stay up until midnight. This was very exciting and a special treat. When I became a teenager, I really looked forward to going to parties. I spent one freezing New Year's Eve in Trafalgar Square in the centre of London. There were no trains to go home, so I waited until morning outside the train station. It snowed. It was really cold. I also spent many wonderful New Year's Eves in Japan. There it is traditional to visit a shrine and pray for good things to happen. I think wherever you are, New Year's Eve is always fun. Maybe the best way to welcome the new year is by watching one of the many amazing fireworks displays in the world's capital cities.